curator Anne Temkin.
James Brooks is one of the abstract expressionist artists who began as a mural painter in the 1930s during the Works Progress Administration and the New Deal. Like many of those artists, he got used to working on a large scale, although it was for narrative purposes, not abstract ones. He did, however, turn to abstraction by the end of the 1940s, while sharing many qualities with that of the other abstract expressionists. There's a pleasing quality to Brooks's vocabulary that's quite distinct from the oftentimes aggressive or severe tone that some of his peers are trying to strike. James Brooks was very interested in accident combining with the process of deliberate conscious choice making. He didn't want to come at the canvas with an idea or a goal, but instead he looked at the canvas and said, "What have I got here? Where is this going to take me?"
The artist, speaking in 1965.
I think my whole tendency has been away from a fast-moving line, either violent or lyrical, into something that is slower and denser and more wandering and unknowing.